priced a pound of bacon lately? Consumers who pay attention to such things are going through sticker shock as bacon prices have surged at least 30%. Commodity analyst Alton Kalo of Steiner Consulting says it's not just bacon, it's the whole hog.
What's going on here is that, you know, you're seeing the price of pork overall and price of hogs overall go up. And as a result, the price of bacon, which is one of the products, is going up with it as well. It's not, I mean, there have been driving factors for bacon prices to keep going up for the last few years. However, in my view, the main reason has been that the price of hogs themselves has increased, and there are reasons for that.
One of the chief reasons, the price of corn, which is being driven higher by the diversion of excess corn from the food supply to the refinery to make ethanol as a gasoline additive. Kalo says that extra amount used to act as an economic shock absorber.
What's happened now with ethanol is that all these buffer acres that we used to have, now they're going into ethanol production. And so whenever you have a shock, you know, because demand in other parts of the world is going up because of drought, because of all kinds of other factors, you no longer have that buffer. And so prices now have to get to a price, you know, to a price point that's high enough that it rations out the demand from all these other, you know, from you know, the livestock industry and so forth. So in my view, I think ethanol has been a critical driver for corn prices in the U.S.
So even though the price of pork has risen dramatically, Kalo says the people who produce the pork, the pig farmers, are not exactly getting rich. Far from it.
They had a decent year in 2010. So far, they're still in the black, but barely. And with corn prices continuing to go up, and I'm looking at a futures board now, I think we're looking at $7 corn for 2012. In that kind of environment, even though you have hog prices that are going to be probably up about 35% to 40% to, you know, compared to the 5-year average, you know, that price still is barely enough for them to cover their costs.
Some hog farmers have scaled back their operations, opting for less volatile products, and that's put more upward pressure on prices as the supply dwindles.